Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, as always, and today I wanted to talk about getting sick on the road. This is pretty much unavoidable, but in the 21 years that I've been on the road, I've actually gotten sick very few times. I think there's a certain amount of this that is within your control. So when I think back on some of the worst times I've gotten sick, they would have been unavoidable. Like probably the worst out of all my travels was when I was in Egypt. I don't know what it is that I ate, but whatever it was, I was a whole week in bed and things are coming out of every end. It was not a lovely thing. I lost the most weight of my life that week. But I organized my travels around it such that I was at the time traveling through the Nile, and I stopped those travels. I stayed put for a whole week until I felt better. But in general, this year, the worst that's happened to me has actually been also unavoidable, that the Amazon rainforest is actually burning in a lot of places. And unfortunately, this makes a lot of Brazil very difficult to breathe because you're breathing in the fumes from the smoke of all of the trees being burned. So this really impacted me. And for several weeks, I was coughing very, very hard. And I'm glad that I'm almost completely over that. I'm very lucky that I was only in those places for where it was worst for a short amount of time. I feel bad for Brazilians who have to live in these areas. What I try to do to reduce the chances of these things happening is there's certain preventative measures you can take. One is to always be on top of the news. So wherever you're traveling, I try to download an app or get some kind of access to the local news. Obviously, speaking the language makes a huge difference. As well as news sites, I also check out subreddits to see things that tend to be trending. And if something is starting to emerge as important enough, I try to find some kind of data on it. So for instance, this year in South America, dengue fever was actually quite prevalent. So I looked ahead of time to see, while I was traveling between various places in Argentina, Paraguay, Brazil, what the incidence of mosquitoes was, so I would know how much I would definitely need to be wearing mosquito cream or being a little bit more selective in my accommodation. So I was in places with AC because those tend to be very well sealed, which is less necessary when you're traveling in places that aren't that hot. Like when I was in Argentina, it was the winter time, but I still selected places that had AC because I know they're more likely to be very well sealed and less mosquitoes get in. And this year, later in the year in Brazil, I looked at the incidence of rainforest burnings, and that actually made me change my travel plans. I was originally going to spend at least a week in every single state, but Palmas in Tocantins had a very bad incidence of burning, so I reduced my stay to just 4 or 5 days there. Another preventative measure you can take is making sure you're getting your vaccines. So I have quite the resume of vaccines. I got MMR when I was a child. I get the flu pretty much annually, the flu shot. I've had COVID, the COVID vaccine 4 times. Hepatitis A, hepatitis B, typhoid, tetanus, polio, diphtheria, yellow fever, Japanese encephalitis, pertussis, HPV, and dengue. All of those I have had the vaccines taken for them, as well as all the boosters. And this means, especially this year that I was worried about dengue, at least I was covered. You can't get the dengue vaccine at the time I'm recording this in many places, but it just happened that South America, because it's so prevalent, they have a Japanese research dengue vaccine that was available, so I could get access to that. And even though I was traveling between a lot of places, I could get the booster in Argentina, even though I got the original vaccine in Brazil, it didn't matter because it was the same vaccine. So even when you're on the road a lot, there's a certain flexibility there. Obviously, I've had the COVID vaccine in multiple different places, never from the same clinic. So there's a lot you can do when it comes to this. Another is If the style of travel that you have tends to be a little slower, this gives you more flexibility. Because like I said, that time in Egypt, I changed my travel plan a little bit. I think if I was moving every single day like I had been doing, and right now this year I'm moving every single week, if I was going to be hit by something, I would try to see if my accommodation bookings had certain flexibility to cancel upcoming plans and extend current ones and just stay where I am. Obviously, if something's contagious, that's an extra reason why you need to be indoors. I've only had COVID myself once. I was in South Korea at the time. And fortunately, I was there wherever I was for a whole month, so I could close myself up and rely on food delivery and such. But a little bit of flexibility with your travel plans means that you can stay in the one place, because for most of these illnesses, the best thing you can do by far is rest. And I have made sure of that the few times that I've gotten sick. And I really do recommend, if you are considering an intensive burst of travel, just try to see what would I need to do if I did get sick, and try to have some basic information about finding access to some kind of a doctor who you could be in touch with. It's a lot harder if you don't speak the language, but you can find information online about English speaking doctors if you have to. Always make sure that possibility is there if you can find travel insurance, because obviously I've been talking about minor illnesses that are, you know, coughs and some vomiting and whatever that you can get over relatively quickly. If you're traveling with somebody, it can help that they can take care of a lot of the logistics and they can go out and get food and bring it to you. That's not been the case for me for most of my travels, that I've had to take care of myself. When I'm weak, it sucks, but I push through and it's fine. And there's lots of services nowadays that you can have things delivered to you, including medicine. And I've noticed that in a lot of the places I've visited, that the food delivery apps tend to actually have a pharmacy option, which is great because you can have whatever you need, whether it's for your cough or your fever, you can have that delivered to your house. So always keep that in mind. A lot of countries do that now, and it's affordable compared to where it might be, where the price might be where you're from. It's actually quite affordable to get pharmacy drugs and such delivered to you without any hassle. But preventative measures are the key. So if even when you're on the road, try to get access to regular checkups. What I tend to do with all my travels, because I'm never based anywhere in particular, is I do tend to pass through Thailand every year or so, and they have a great full physical that you can do in Bangkok, and I always try to get that done. Thailand also has a really good vaccination clinic, and that's where I got that big long list I told you guys. About half of the vaccines have been at that vaccine clinic, and I always go there, make sure I got the right boosters, tell them where I'm traveling to. So I told them last year I was going to be in Brazil and I was going to travel through the Amazon. And that's why they gave me the yellow fever vaccine. So I had that well ahead of time before coming to Brazil. And because of that, those contagious diseases have never affected me. I'm sure I've been in situations where they could have, but by taking preventative medicine seriously, I have definitely simplified my life. But like I said, at the end of the day, it does come down to luck. If you happen to catch the wrong bug or eat the wrong food, then there's not much you can do about that. I think I might help myself a little bit in certain countries by being a vegetarian, because it means that sometimes meat, when it isn't prepared correctly, or there might be some kind of bug going around in the meat, I'm not going to eat that. But then, of course, you could argue that, you know, I could potentially get infected through other things that I eat and through things I do that other people don't do. Like, I'm very social, and that obviously means I'm not necessarily social distancing as much as somebody who was a bit more shy. So there's always pros and cons to any style of travel. So try to take it seriously as much as you can. Have some travel health insurance. See ahead of time if there's some access to doctors, how you can find pharmacies. Take good care of your health, drink lots of water, sleep well, exercise so you're in decent shape. All of these things make a huge difference so you have a strong immune system and then you don't get sick as much as you could have. Obviously, I'm just a travel guy. I do languages. I don't have any background in medicine, so I can't give any medical advice. Take everything I've said today with a grain of salt. I'm just sharing what my personal experience has been and why I haven't necessarily gotten sick as much as I think I could have in these last 21 years on the road. So hopefully you found that interesting. Thanks as always for listening. And as I've mentioned previously in other episodes, if you guys want to get in touch with me, please do reach out. Just go to languagehacking.com/chat and you can have a one-on-one conversation with me at whatever time happens to be convenient for you. And until the next time, I wish you all a very happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.